Valuable Bible Study. Which vital book would you examine first? If you had to start a serious Bible study, whether you're a Bible novice or Bible informed, which book would you plunge into for a more profound understanding of God and His plan for humanity, you and me? Which initial book and why? Genesis? The first book of the Bible, the foundation and introduction? Or Matthew? The opening book of the New Testament, story details of Christ, our Savior. John, the last apostle to die, who gives vibrant details about Christ's pre-existence through to his crucifixion, prayer, resurrection, and aftermath. Or Psalms, intimate prayers and conversations with God. Share in the comments the book you choose and why it should be the first for deep Bible study. Bible study. Genesis first. In the beginning is the total opposite of once upon a time. Why study Genesis first? Reason one. Novels start off with once upon a time, some vague fictitious story to tickle your imagination. Genesis starts in the beginning, a definite moment in time that is a concrete fact. This is a true story that should motivate your thinking about reality. The first words of Christ to his disciples were, "Believe the gospel," Mark 1. That includes the good message about the beginning. Christ himself quoted from Genesis 1 in Matthew 19. God created man in his own image. Christ puts his stamp of approval on Genesis. It is about the beginning, an excellent place to start your Bible study. Subscribe for more reasons. Study Genesis first. Reason 2. The first major participants are immediately identified. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God, plural Elohim, created, singular verb, the heaven and the earth. Verse 26. Let us, plural, make, singular, man in our, plural, image. The plural subject takes a singular verb. The second individual in the plural God Elohim is Yahweh Elohim. Genesis 2 verse 4, the creator of the man and woman. John 1 identifies Elohim as the Father and the Word, Jesus Christ. Verse 3, the Word made all things. The participants in Elohim are two God beings, Father and Son, plural, acting as one singular unit. John 17:11, Christ and his Father are one. Study Genesis first, the third major element, Spirit. Is it God? Genesis 1:2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In the Bible, God never moves. God has many actions, create, verse 1, says, sees, calls, makes, and divides. But God never moves. The term Spirit of God, moves, wholly differentiates Spirit from God. Spirit is not God. Ruach Elohim is the Spirit of God. It belongs to or is possessed by God. Genesis opens by immediately presenting three spiritual entities. First, Elohim, God plural. Second, Yahweh, the Word, singular. And third, the Spirit, possessed by Elohim, God. Details in mind-body problem solved. Study Genesis first. Reason 4. Elohim, Yahweh, and Spirit are three givens. No details. First, Elohim is plural. Second, Yahweh Elohim is the creator. And third, the Spirit belongs to Elohim. These are all on a spiritual plane. We are presented with their physical work, their 7 days' creative accomplishments in great detail. We don't learn about where they come from, their eternity, who or what they are, their character or personality. These details come later. We discover they are instruments of creation. Elohim creates and makes. Yahweh forms, makes, builds. In this introduction, Elohim, Yahweh, and the Spirit are taken for granted. They're knowns, implicitly accepted with no elaboration. Details in mind-body problem solved. Study Genesis first. Reason 5. Without form and void, Why stated in Genesis 1, verse 2, God created heaven and earth. Immediately afterward, it states earth is without form and void, that is, waste, confusion, and emptiness. Like spirit moves, Tohu and Bohu seem to be out of place, disconnected from the creation text. Tohu, without form, is mentioned 19 times in the Old Testament. Next, in Deuteronomy. Bohu, void, only 3 times, and the next is in Isaiah. Spirit is used hundreds of times. Next, in Genesis 3, critical thinking, meditation, study, and guidance are essential for comprehension. Tohu and Bohu are related to the origin of the serpent in Genesis 3. It creates waste and confusion, not God. Details in Origin of the Universe. Study Genesis 1, Reason 6. Why the opposition between void and spirit in Genesis 1, verse 2? There's a definite contrast of without form, void, and the Spirit of God. It's a short story. God transforms destruction into restoration. On the one hand, power behind the void. Ephesians 2. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit working in the children of disobedience. The serpent and its cohort wreak havoc on earth. And on the other hand, the power behind the creation. Romans 15. Christ did mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. Spirit power transforms waste into beauty, ugly to good. Genesis opens with the devastation of water and darkness converted to dry land and light. Study Genesis 1, Reason 7, the Bible story in 3 words, void to light. God's perfect plan starts with one short but immense saying. Genesis 1, let there be light. That's the light of the world. Physical creation. 4,000 years later, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, Yahweh, the Son, and the Word was with God, Elohim, the Father. All things were made by Him, Genesis creation. In Him, Yahweh, the Son, was life, and the life was the light of men. Spiritual creation. Future, Revelation 21, and the city, New Jerusalem, had no need of the sun or moon. The Lamb, Yahweh, the Son, is the light thereof. From physical void to spiritual light, beginning and end of creation.